Hello, am I speaking with Kelly?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Kelly. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from INS Law, just in regards to an inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah, the Redress Scheme, yeah.
Yep, okay. Is now a convenient time to talk for yourself?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. I'm just going to go through the application and inquiry process with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to get started, just gathering details for data protection, I've got your name here as Kelly Surname Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And do you have any middle names at all, Kelly?
No.
Okay. And how am I best titling you? Is it Miss, Mrs. or MS?
Miss.
Miss. Okay, perfect. And I've got your email address here as kellybabe82@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And your date of birth, please?
17th August 1982.
1992 was that?
Yeah, 1982.
82, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so 17th of August 1982. Okay, and your current home address, please?
It's 217 Bradfield Street.
Do you spell that code name for me, please?
Flat Bradfield Street. And it's flat 11.
Okay, is the postcode for that G328LA?
8 Papa Sierra.
Yep, okay, I've got that there. Okay. And it was flat 11.
Flat 1-1, one stroke one.
One stroke one, sorry, my bad.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and just to inform you as well, Kelly, that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, okay. So the communication preferences with yourself, Kelly, are we okay to send you an email and a text as well as give you a call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, okay. And is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of?
Obviously I've got anxiety in that and dyslexia.
Yep, okay. Nothing been terminally diagnosed by a doctor?
No. Like, obviously just my anxiety in that, and that's been with a doctor, yeah, but...
Okay, not a problem. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
Do I want to add a beneficiary?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
So a beneficiary, just in case anything was to happen to you during this application process, whatever the scheme awards you.
A beneficiary.
That can
be that's fine. No, that's fine. It's just for me. No, I'm not putting anybody on it.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Okay, and can you provide me with a password for your account that you'd like to set up?
Is it Bonnie?
It can be a password of anything of your choice.
Yeah, I'll just do my dog's name, Bonnie. Well, my old dog.
Yep, B-O-N-N-I-E?
Yeah, that's it.
Yep, okay. So moving forward, Kelly, what we'll do for yourself is we'll confirm your address and date of birth with you on a new call. That will pass data protection, and then we'll confirm that password with you, and then that will obviously assure you that you're speaking with INS Law.
Right, that's fine.
Okay. And was you known by any other names during your time in care other than Kelly Mitchell?
No, Kelly Mitchell.
Okay. And can you remember the address that you lived at prior to being placed into care?
Same address.
Same address.
217 Bradfield Street, yeah.
Okay. Just bear with me, I'm just going to put that into my system now. OK, Okay, perfect. And are you able to provide me the names of your mother and father, please?
Rosemary Mitchell and Stephen Mitchell.
Rosemary Mitchell.
They're deceased now, but...
Yep. And what was your father's name, sorry?
Stephen Mitchell, PH.
Perfect, thank you for that. Yeah, obviously we don't... Obviously, I know we can't anyway, but we wouldn't contact your parents. It's just so we can provide.
No, I'm just saying they passed away. So obviously, I was living with my mum when I was in a care home. Do you know what I mean? So obviously,
yeah.
I was just letting you know. Obviously, they've passed away now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, and can you provide me the name of the doctor's surgery that you're currently registered at, please?
Toll Cross Medical Practice, Toll Cross Road, Glasgow.
Perfect, I've got that here. So that's Toll Cross Medical Centre.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Kelly, so I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay?
Okay.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No.
Okay. So the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and the options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. Then I'll gather the initial information to assess on whether we may be able to assist you.
Right.
Okay. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, support and apologies. Financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding on whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you.
Right.
The three options that are applicable to yourself is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. What that will entail of is they will send you a welcome pack out and that you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. But
yeah.
INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you.
Right.
At this stage, Kelly, can you just confirm if you have instructed any other law firms to act on your behalf?
No, I didn't know any of this until the Mary and the Citizens Advice asked me was in a care home like back in the day, and I said yeah, and then obviously that's when people have been getting contact with me, probably Scotland and that.
Yeah.
But I'm not with any other lawyer. I've never went to a lawyer because I didn't know this
yeah.
thing. Like, so obviously it was when I was 14 and then I'm 44. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't think all this would have been brought back up like 30 years later.
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. No, of course I understand. Well, we're obviously here to support you and get your story heard. Whilst obviously doing all the background work for you, you won't have to do anything other than sign our documents, which will give
yeah,
us the right to act on your behalf. And then obviously what we'll do, in favour of yourself is build the best case that we can to present to the Scottish Government. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no win, no fee basis. What that means
yeah.
is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either.
Yes.
If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and the success fee. However,
yeah.
the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never
yeah.
pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just deal with yours.
Perfect. Okay, we're happy to assist you with that. Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the
Yes.
Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so if instructed, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. We'll gather and review the evidence and prepare and submit the application on your behalf. We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made further down in the process. We'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered and offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
Right, okay.
Okay, so what that statutory waiver is for yourself, Kelly, is that if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver to you before you decide on whether to accept anything. But it is
yes.
important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to these matters.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. So you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Pardon, sorry.
I said you'll never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You also do have a right to cancel, Kelly. So if you do decide to proceed, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain.
No, I'm not going to cancel. I'm just going to deal with you, as I said. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then I
of
think
course.
This would come back 30 years later. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so whilst them cancellation rights are still in place, Kelly, would you like us to start work immediately on your case?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we'll do that for you. Okay, and so we're able to formally act for you, Kelly. We will require proof of your identity for verification purposes and also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So therefore,
yeah.
We will need a copy of photo ID and proof of address dated within the last 3 months.
Yeah, is a passport okay?
Yep, so passport is okay, and then just any letter with your name,
yeah,
name, address, and make sure it's dated within the last 3 months. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you use WhatsApp at all?
Yeah, I do. I've got used on WhatsApp, so I'll just add it, and then when I get back into the house, I'll send you my passport and up to date letter.
Yeah, perfect. And then I'll get them uploaded to your case file and get you verified.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Kelly, so what I'll do for you now is I'll dive into your care settings with you.
Right.
The four types of abuse that the scheme look at is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse, okay?
Yes.
So how many care settings were you in?
I was in Kildross for 6 weeks, but I was in the residential there. Then when I left there, I was in the Good Shepherd and Bishopton, but I was just a day girl there, so I just got took to school and come back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good. Okay. And how long were you at the Good Shepherd Centre for?
Till I left school.
Okay. Bear with me. So, 1982. So, left school when you were 16, was it?
Yeah.
Yep, so that's 1998. Yeah, 1998. And when was it that you were placed there?
I think I was 14 when I went to Kildross.
Okay. So we're speaking 1996 to 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Was it Cardross that you was in?
Pardon?
Is it Cardross that you was in?
The Cardross?
No.
Cardross.
Cardross.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's
okay.
You said
Cardross, yeah.
That's okay, yeah. Okay, so how old was you when you was placed into Cardross?
14, just
yes,
after 14. The children's panel.
Okay. And you was only there for a couple of weeks, did you say?
6 weeks,
yeah.
Then obviously I went into, that was residential, and then I went into Good Shepherd in Bishopton, but I was just a day girl, so I took her in a taxi and I brought back home at night.
Yeah, okay. Well, if it's okay with yourself, Kelly, I'm just going to grab a little bit of a brief statement from yourself, just to see, obviously, or listen to the experiences that you know you had to face there. Okay, so we will start off with Card Rush first. Okay.
Yeah.
Just talk to me about your time there. What was it like for you?
Obviously, I got put onto medication and that, and when my mum came to see me. My medication, I was just sitting there zonked out. I can't remember, got my bed or nothing. And then obviously the next morning I was feeling drowsy with the medication. And my mum obviously came up to see me and she went, I've no signs for you to put her on any medication. And I can't remember, got in my bed or nothing. And then the next morning when I was getting woke up, I was still drowsy and I was getting dragged out of my bed and all that. And getting restrained and all that, with my arms up my back, with my knee, like, so at night, that night, I can't remember, got my, I've not got an inkling, and going to my bed, and how I got to my bed, you know what I mean, through that time.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's happened to me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How come they did place you on medication? Was there a reason for that?
No, they were saying it was sleeping tablets, because... Yeah, I said I couldn't sleep, like, because people were running away from home and that, do you know what I mean? And then they were getting brought back at all of us. Do you know what I mean? And then it was like hassling the way the kid, or obviously us, do you know what I mean? Not me, but the ones that were running away and they were getting brought back with the police and all that, and it was like pandemonium. So obviously they said they were doing a medication to help me sleep. And when my mum came up that night to see me, I was just like a zombie sitting in a corner.
Yeah, okay.
And then it was the next morning, like every morning, because I was that groggy and I didn't want to get up. So I was just tired and I was getting dragged out of my bed and getting restrained, putting my arms up my back and they were putting my knee on me and all that. Do you know what I mean? Put me down on the ground.
Okay.
My mum did say to them, you just open her up. So it's just one acetate, like, obviously, one less to handle, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wasn't even speaking to my mum or nothing. If I was talking, it was just gibberish, do you know what I mean? And I can't even recall, like, obviously speaking to my mum and all that.
Okay. And... can you remember anything else that happened at Card Rush in terms of, you know, maybe any of the physical abuse that you suffer from the staff members? Can you encounter at all any sexual abuse happening to you?
No, as I say, I can't remember going to my bed. It was just waking up the next morning groggy. Then they were dragging me out my bed and restraining me because obviously the school was underneath me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then obviously that's when I came over it, and then I had to go to school. And then obviously I'd get that tablet again at night again. So... just to obviously tea time, and then obviously my mum and my granddad got dressed them, and they were coming up, and they're like, she's sitting in a corner like a zombie, do you know what I mean? So I kind of recall anything like going to bed or whatever, like the things happened to me or nothing that way, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you for opening up about this, Kelly. I know it can take a lot to do so. So thank you for your courage and your bravery in doing so. I'm going to leave it there with Card Rush. Obviously, this is enough in itself for the scheme to recognise abuse that you've suffered.
But
we will come back to this at a later date. One of my colleagues from the investigation team, they'll give you a call to do a statement, and they'll go into detail on how, you know, how this affected you then, how this still may affect you now, and they'll build up a witness statement for yourself in order to present the best story that we can. Okay, so that'll get booked in after we've, you know, gathered the records and whatnot, which will take a few months.
I'd seen that, like, if you were on a care home back in the day, but I didn't think nothing, and it was the citizen's advice. The lady I go and see in there, and obviously she put me on, and she must have contacted somebody. It was Pathways Scotland that contacted me, but I wasn't dealing with them. And then I think it was, I'd seen it on Facebook, I think it was yours, and that's when I clicked and just pressed it.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know what happened inside Josh, do you know what I mean? Like that way.
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand. Okay, moving on to the Good Shepherd Centre. Talk to me about your time in the Good Shepherd Centre. What was that like for you?
That was okay, but obviously if I was, like, bad, they would restrain you and all that, do you know what I mean? No bad, but if I said, oh, I don't know why you're going to this class or whatever, do you know what I mean? It would be restrained straight away, just the way the police restrain you. Do you know what I mean? Your arms up your back and your knees on you, so you're hitting the floor, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just thought that was that was the law, do you know what I mean, back then? I didn't know, obviously, like, till I got the letter saying I could have been abused or whatever, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So would you say that the restraining here at the Good Shepherd Centre was more so physical abuse, as it was, you know, would you say it was unlawful? It was quite...
Yeah, sometimes, obviously, like, sometimes maybe I've been bad, right? So, but I just put it down to that, but sometimes it was just for the least few things, like, do you know what I mean? I just thought because I was in a home and I was a residential, that's the way they work, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just restraining you and put your arms up your back and then you're looking around, there's a 5 workers around you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. And would this be 5 male staff members?
No, some would be female.
Okay. So when these 5 staff members were around you, were they pinning you down in any way, or was it like 2 of them restraining you whilst, like, 3 were standing guard?
Two of us restraining me while 3 were standing around me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To put me on the floor.
Okay. And is this all that you can remember at the Good Shepherd Centre? Is there anything else that
that was it, really, at the Good Shepherd Centre. Of course, I wasn't on any medication or nothing on there, do you know what I mean? I was only leaving, they were giving me a taxi to my house and taking me by taxi to the Good Shepherd, and then, like, vice versa, coming back home after school, do you know what I mean, in the taxi.
Yeah. What was it like in terms of the other kids that were there? Did, you know, did they bully you in any way?
There was people, obviously, there was a girl who was obviously picking on me. And then when I was saying to staff, they were like, no, no, no. So obviously, I didn't know what I was saying. So I was like, you know what, I'll just leave it. There was this lass who was trying to bully me and that, but that way I just stayed it away, do you know what I mean? And then it was like some classes I wouldn't want to go into. And then that's when I would get restrained, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So when obviously you'd gone and told the staff member about this bullying and whatnot, and obviously they denied that anything basically
was happening,
anything was happening. Is that when you then react to the staff member and that's what?
Yeah, then that's. I sometimes I wouldn't want to go into class. or if I would tell them, and then obviously they'd be like, no, no, no. And then obviously I would just go off my head, you know what I mean? And then that's when they would restrain me. Because obviously I wasn't going to get into places where I was getting bullied, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I might be going to school, like, I just left Gibbs Ross, and then I was just getting in there, do you know what I mean? A total different place and strangers, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I've written up here, Kelly, this is enough for the scheme to recognise, obviously, forms of abuse that you have suffered. So there's two types of abuse that the scheme, sorry, two types of payments, my apologies, two types of payments that the scheme can award you for. There's a fixed payment of £10,000, and there's a fixed amount of an award, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. Or there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed independent panel, dependent on the level of abuse that you've suffered. Okay? Based on what you've told me, I'm going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. Okay?
Right.
As I feel like the physical abuse that obviously you've suffered, and obviously the drug and all the medication from...
If my mum was still living, my mum would be here to tell the story as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She didn't sing for nothing for me to get put on any medication, or they didn't contact my mum to say, is it okay if we put Kelly on this medication or nothing, do you know what I mean? My mum just came up and I was just sitting there like a zombie. And then the next minute, obviously, I'd woke up the next morning, but I was still groggy, as I said, and I was getting dragged out of my bed and restrained in the corridor, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. And that detail that you've just remembered there, Kelly, remember that again, write it down, put it in your notes in your phone and whatever.
No, I know it perfectly. Obviously, as soon as Pathway Scotland got a contact with me just before Christmas, everything just started flashing back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously I was crying and that's how I didn't think this would come back a 30 year or 29 years later, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, I understand. Because with obviously when we come to the witness statement, that's perfect detail to use.
Yeah.
For how it's made you feel and the impact factor it's had.
Yeah.
Let's just remember that detail, and obviously we can expand on that when we do the witness statement for you.
Yeah.
I do just want to ask, have you ever received relevant payments for similar injuries, anything like that, from court for the abuse suffered?
No.
No, okay. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
I've got a conviction, yeah.
Yep, okay. For that conviction, have you spent 5 or more years in prison?
Oh, no, I've not been in prison. I've just obviously just been, lifted with the police. That's it. Now I've been in prison, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. Nothing to be sorry for. Okay. So what I'm going to do for you, Kelly, is I'm going to send you... You're gonna receive a link via text, and you're gonna get the same link in an email. You can access either one, but predominantly at the time, a lot of people just click the link from the text. What that's gonna contain is our documents to sign. You can sign this on your phone, like an e-signed document. So what it's gonna contain is a client care letter, which is basically like a hi and welcome. This is what we're gonna do for you.
Right.
There's also a conditional fee agreement, which just explains and breaks down our percentage on what we're gonna take. At the end of the process, and then there's also a letter of authority which you give us the right to act on your
behalf. The right
to obtain all the relevant records required.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then alongside the part one and part two of your application, with two additional attached documents, which just gives the statements from each care setting. What I'll do for you is I'll send that on the phone, just so I know that you've received it. So just let me know when you get this link, just bear with me. Okay, so you should receive that within the next 30 seconds. I've just sent that to you.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's me, got it.
Yep, okay, no, not a problem.
Right.
What I can do, Kelly, is I can leave you be to fill out the forms, or I can stay on the phone for any assistance, whatever you choose.
But I'll just do the form, because I'm with my friend, so I'll just ask that my friend to help me with the form, and plus I'll take a picture of it in my passport and my letter, my bank papers. I just put in for a new bank card. So is that okay? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to send any bank cards or nothing like that.
I'm meaning just take a picture of it and send it through WhatsApp to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, but just send your passport and a proof of address. In terms of your bank card and stuff, we don't need that right now.
I've got a bank letter. That's what I'm meaning. Sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sorry, I've got a bank letter. Would that do? Yeah, because that's got my name and address and that on it. I just got that 2 weeks ago or something.
Yes, that's absolutely fine. And just before I let you go, just so obviously you know how to do them forms, when you click the link, there's a little yellow box at the bottom that says how many fields are required. What you do is you click that yellow box and that'll take you to each signature box to tap to sign and apply your signature. Yeah. And then once you've done that, if you scroll to the very bottom of all the documents until you can't scroll no more, you'll then be able to tick the tick box that's next to that yellow box that says that you confirm that your signature is legally binding. Once you tick that, you'll then see the blue button pop up to or appear brighter next to that yellow box just to say that you can then submit the signature. And then once that's done, that'll automatically come back to myself then.
Right, okay then. Thanks very much.
Okay, Kelly, if you do have any questions or you become stuck, just give me a call back on this number, okay?
Yeah, I will do. Thanks very much for your help.
Not a problem, Kelly. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you,
Kelly. Bye. Bye.